Welcome, everyone, to the Master Self-Led Podcast. My name is Larissa Gonzalez. I am here to help you feel empowered to love yourself so that you can achieve anything you desire. I'm becoming a master life coach in the specific areas of self-love, body positivity, self-awareness, and self-esteem. Those are all areas that are, passion of mine, and I believe everyone should encompass and, just dive into. It's an amazing feeling. I'm sharing my own experiences on my self-love journey. I've really have grown over the last, I would say, year and a half or so. But I want to share tips on what's helped me throughout my life. And so yeah, I want to help you live your best life. So if you, I post, that's a new word, right? I post new blog posts every Wednesday along with this audio podcast. So if you want to get alerted on these amazing topics every Wednesday, if you go to masterselflove.com, you can drop your email right there on the homepage. And you'll get those alerts sent to you right straight thing in the morning so that you can improve on your self-love journey every week. So if you want to keep on listening, we're going to talk about four things you must stop doing if you want to love your body. So learning to love what you see back in the mirror without picking out your flaws or saying that you need to improve on something, it can be done. Like, I am an example of someone who used to look in the mirror with disgust, and I know that it's hard, and it's crazy now because I've done a complete 180, and I say nothing but positive things, and it's hard to imagine myself back in that negative place. But I know so many of you are still there, and so I wanted to give you these four tips on how you can love your body more, because these are things that have helped me tremendously. Like, I don't even remember the last time I looked in the mirror and said something negative. I don't even have that mindset anymore. It's amazing how much if you just change your mindset, like, that's all you need. You don't need to lose weight. You don't need to undergo plastic surgery. Like, it's really all about your mindset. So, to help you get there, tip number one is to stop fearing the mirror. So some of you fear just looking in the mirror. You have a mirror phobia. I don't even know what official name that would be for a phobia, but you fear looking in the mirror. And you probably fear looking in the mirror because you're going to see something you don't like staring back at you, and you're going to put yourself down, and so it's all negative, and so you'd rather just avoid it. So this is where you have to work on making the first steps to overcoming that fear of looking at yourself. And I believe the best way to overcome a fear is to face it. Like, that's really the best way. So maybe start by looking at yourself in a smaller mirror instead of a full-length mirror. That way, you can get comfortable looking at yourself from the neck up. If the neck down terrifies you. Now, I know there's people that if you look at the neck up, you're still obsessing maybe about your nose, your lips, forehead, whatever else. Some of us can pick out negative things on any parts of our body. So, just just try looking in the mirror, whether it's a little mirror to start with, or if you want to face that fear and just start looking in the full length. So, this is important because, and it's important to not just look at yourself, like look at your body, like try looking into your eyes first. Actually, yeah, that's a great idea, because if you start off with a small mirror, but you still point out, stuff on your face, like just start out looking into your eyes. Now, I know this sounds weird, and when you do it, it's gonna feel creepy, and you're like, whoa, like this is me. Like, some of us walk around with ourselves all day long, but don't even really know who we are, who ourselves are. Like, it's time to have a relationship with yourself. And that's really where you're gonna, break through to loving yourself. It's not about, like I say, losing weight, having the best brands of clothing on, all the exterior stuff. Like, it's, you need to look to yourself within. So the best place you can do that is your eyes, right? Don't they say the eyes are the windows to the soul? So try that, look into your eyes and tell yourself hello. Like, I know that sounds corny or whatever and weird, but trust me, like, when you start to look at yourself as, a wonderful human being, like, you're gonna love looking at yourself and just appreciating yourself. It's so important. So, step number two is another extremely important. All these steps are extremely important. Stop saying negative things about your body. So, if you've made it through step one and you're looking in the mirror now, it's time to stop that nasty voice within you. I haven't made the audio version, but I want to. But I have a blog post on how you can hush your inner critic. Like, this is very crucial, because your inner critic is, one of the things that can really hold you back in your life. It can hold you back from small things to big things. So, like, a small thing would be like wearing shorts outside. If you've never worn shorts because you're afraid of people saying things about your legs, your inner critic will come and say, yeah, don't wear that. Like, you're gonna get made fun of. Your legs are gross. So, and then big things like going after promotions or, leaving a relationship, that negative inner voice will come and say, no, don't do that. You're never gonna make it. And, so it's so important to hush that negative inner critic. So I wrote a blog post. I have the link here on the blog post about this topic at masterselflove.com. And I will make that audio version, because I think that's so crucial. So when I hated looking at myself in the mirror, that's all I would say are negative things. I would look at my stomach, my boobs. I'd say how saggy my boobs were, how squishy my stomach was. I didn't have six-pack abs. forget it, and then turn to the side. I would comment on my flat butt, cellulite. And then forget it, dressing rooms. Like, I didn't even talk about dressing room mirrors. Like, how scary are those, especially the ones that are, like, 360. I would go in, like, Target has 360. Or not, I mean, well, they definitely have the view in the back. And so I would see my back fat, because that's something I never really looked at so much. I would just talk about everything. Like, I would be, like, disgusted. I would say, I'm disgusting, gross. And then if something wasn't fitting, like, putting the negative voice and not clothes not fitting together, it's just, you feel depressed. And you're, So step number one, if you get comfortable looking in the mirror, the next step is going to be those dressing room mirrors. So, but like I say, I can go in any mirror 360 and not say a negative word. Like, so you can get there. It's all about the mindset. So what's important is then to say positive things. Start saying positive things about yourself. There's a blog post, 45 self-love and body image affirmations. This is episode 12. And this is going to be so another crucial step in getting your mindset changed from negative to positive. So say these 45 affirmations in the mirror. Record them. I have the audio version, but also record your voice so that it becomes real. Like, start telling your inner critic, no, I'm not believing what you're telling me anymore. Like, I know you're here to protect me or whatever, but I'm taking over what I think about myself. So that's so crucial. You know, the more positive things you say about yourself, the more positive you become. So, and just vice versa, the more negative you say about yourself, the more negative you're going to feel about yourself. So it's so important to change that negative talk to positive talk. And then the next thing, this is still tip number two, another thing that helped me was to see my body in a positive light. So that means on social media, I follow people who look like me, who have the same, you know, sort of, I mean, they don't look exactly like me, but I mean, they have like bigger boobs that are real, so they sag a bit, flat butts, you know, whatever bothered me about my body. I find that in someone on Instagram that, you know, takes pictures and says nothing but positive things. Like, that really, really has helped me in so many ways, because I'm finally seeing my body represented in a positive light. I'm seeing someone feel great, because I know diet culture, they try to tell us, like, no, if you're not this size or if you don't look like this, you can't be happy. And so seeing these girls look happy and living carefree has, like, helped me. Like, I even posted a picture of myself for the first time in a two-piece. And that's something, like, I dreaded. And so, you know, that really helped me to see my body in a positive light. And I just want to mention, too, like, part of the body positive movement, well, not part of, but really the essence or the foundation of body positive is knowing that you are more than your body. Like, I didn't post that picture of me in a two-piece because I wanted people to gawk at me or I just posted it because it was a milestone of that I feel great on no matter what I wear. I can wear a sweatsuit and feel sexy because I love who I am inside. And so for the first time I'm feeling like, yeah, I'm more than my body. Like, I don't have to kill myself dieting or exercising or whatever else to attract someone or, you know, this and that. Like, I can take care of myself and I have my own back and I don't need to be someone's superficial trophy. And I think that's important to remember and keep in mind when you're going through these tips, because, you know, you have to remember that you're more than your body. Like, women have been taught that, you know, it's all about our bodies, right? I mean, if you go throughout history, I mean, if that's kind of how, you know, it was, and so everything was based on looks and, you know, so you can grab a better husband and whatnot. So, but now women, we have lots of options for ourselves today, and we're more than our bodies. So just keep that in mind as well as you're going through all these tips and this self-love journey. Like, that's the most important thing to keep in mind. So yeah, make sure you follow, you know, body positive accounts on social media. You know, follow Master Self-Love. I post pictures of so many different people's stories because again, I want to introduce people, who are on the same journey as you and I, you know, and I think it's great to see everyone else going through the same thing and then seeing them break through, and it's great. So make sure you're following Master Self Love on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter. So that's highly important. So step number three is stop being afraid of being sexy. For some people, being sexy is something foreign. So, you know, maybe you think you can't be sexy because of your body type, or because maybe you've never been told you were sexy. But everyone, and I repeat, everyone can be sexy. It's all about confidence and attitude. For example, a tip that I recommend is turn on some music. Turn on a music video that you've seen that has a lot of sass, and, you know, for me, that is Destiny's Child or Beyonce, like, or Mariah Carey. I mean, she's like the ultimate diva, right? Put on somebody like that and just, you know, mimic what they're doing in the music video. So, like, Destiny's Child, Bootylicious, a great example. Like, just work it, and just feeling yourself and having fun in the moment will make you feel great about yourself. Like, most women have the idea that to feel sexy or to look sexy has become, or to look exactly like the women in the videos, like looking like Beyonce herself, instead of being themselves. So you start to compare your body with hers or other, you know, video girls in the video, and then you start to put yourself down, you know, that negative talk, and then that's the sexiness goes out the window. So instead, join Beyonce and dance with her, or whoever, you know, that could be Lady Gaga, any, you know, whoever. Like I say, pick a song that, you know, like, where your inner diva is gonna come out. So that's important. So the idea is to just let loose and understand that you can be sexy, and it's all about your attitude. So, and other ways you can feel sexy is to buy some sexy lingerie, or buy something you would feel uncomfortable wearing. Something that, you know, like a crop top or booty shorts or something like that. Like, buy it, wear it. Now that you, you know, you're comfortable looking in the mirror, look at yourself in some, you know, sexy clothing, and, you know, it's important to see yourself in that, again, that positive light. You know, most of our bodies are not represented in any of the, you know, lingerie ads, any ads, really. I mean, now it's barely coming out, but I mean, it's still, I feel like it's not representing all of us, so we have to represent ourselves. So buy something, like I say, sexy, or something you wouldn't wear out in public, or that you are afraid to wear, and just wear it in your house and put on that Bootylicious video and let loose and have fun, you know. Another daring thing that you could do is to schedule a boudoir photo shoot and have some fun. And that's, if you bought that sexy laundry piece and you're like, oh, if you're single, you don't have no one to wear it for, wear it in a boudoir photo shoot. And, you know, so that you could see yourself in that positive, sexy light, you know, that you're not usually represented by in ads, TV, or the magazines. So you'll be surprised that on how amazing you look and feel. Like, it's truly amazing. So I recommend those things for stop being afraid of being sexy. Now, lastly, number four is take care of your body. So for most women, if we feel bad about ourselves, the answer is what? To lose weight, to change something about ourselves, starve ourselves. You know, how many times have you been there in the dressing room? Or you don't even have to be in the dressing room. If you fear the mirror, if you looked in it, that's all you have to say is, I need to lose weight. Because I've been there, I know that. I mean, I've said that a million times. Not anymore, though. So it's important to educate yourself on how you can best nourish your body without the diet fads, without restricting food. When you restrict food and you don't give your body the nutrients it needs, you'll feel like crap and you'll have less energy. So therefore, you're gonna look in the mirror and feel like crap. Negative feeds negative. So I've recently been intuitive eating, and that's so great for helping me eat more without all of the guilt. So I believe that's let me see what episode that is. That's a prior episode I recorded. Let me look for it. Yes, it's episode number 5, What is Intuitive Eating? Learn How to Stop Dieting. I recommend listening to that. And then also there's a book on selflove.com titled Intuitive Eating, and that goes more into detail. And so I recommend really going on an intuitive eating journey, especially if you've been dieting all your life and you're tired of it. It's just a really it's another like it made me really aware that I really had disordered eating because of all the guilt I'd feel about eating something labeled bad. And so that's another way I've become so much self-aware, and that's something that I'm really working on, is to educate myself on what's the best way to nourish my body. So that's what I recommend for eating. I mean, eating is such an important part of our lives, so it's great to get educated as much as we can about that. So then another thing that's part of taking care of your body is making sure you're getting enough sleep. Like, that's another area where people, lack good sleep hygiene. Like, cut sleep. So make sure you're getting enough hours. That may vary from person to person and how much hours you need. But, if you're feeling drained and you constantly need caffeine, you probably just need more sleep. So figure out a way you can sleep. I know for some, you might have insomnia or, so many things, but that's another area that you need to be aware of and look into, because part of your lifestyle may be keeping you from sleeping well, and that's such an important part of our lives, because if you don't have enough energy and rest, your body's gonna let you know. And for me, I know, like, when I get sick, it's because I've lacked sleep. Like, I didn't sleep the night before, and then the next day I feel like crap, but I'm still trying to do stuff. And so I continue to have no sleep, and then here my body says, nope, I'm tired of it. Like, you're just gonna be forced to rest by being sick. So whenever I miss sleep, I make it a point to, like, after work, I'm doing nothing but taking a nap. And I know, like I say, for most of you, that's, tough. You got kids to take care of, you can't just nap. But just make some adjustments if you can to get more sleep and rest in. And then all next is making sure you get enough exercise. Moving your body will also make you feel energetic, and your body will thank you for it. So walking is one of my favorite exercises, and I try to walk as much as possible. Like, when I'm on lunch, and I walk to the train a lot. I walk a lot in Chicago anyway, but now that it's summer, and I'll just make it a point to walk. It's funny to me because since I live in Chicago, walking to me now is normal. And then it's funny when I go back home to New Mexico, I'm like, oh, it's just right there, let's walk. And people look at me like, what? Let's take the car. But it's like, you don't realize how, your legs can take you so far. So, walking is such a great exercise to do. If you hate exercise, I believe walking is the best way to start, and even stretching. So, again, try to think of exercise in a positive way, not the way diet culture has made you feel about it. So, like, I used to think, like, oh, why go on this little walk? Like, that's barely gonna burn like 60 calories. I might as well not even do it. Like, diet culture has said, no, you need to drop and give me 500 push-ups because you ate that muffin or whatever, So then we all get overwhelmed and we feel like we have to partake in some kind of militant exercise. And it's like, no, you just exercise because you want to feel good and move your body, not with the goal of losing weight, burning calories. Just have a goal of moving your body. That's, or a goal of, building muscle and whatnot. I also did, let's see, that is episode number 6, which is Can You Be Body Positive and Have Fitness Goals? I recommend listening to that, to, get your answer on that, which is yes. So yes, take care of your body because your body loves you. It needs you. So I wanted to focus on, those tips are more focusing on some tough things that we may face. But I believe the only way out is through. And so you must tackle these rough obstacles, which may mean evaluating yourself and your lifestyle. But these are great ways to get started on self-awareness, which helps promote a better understanding of yourself, which in turn will lead to a better relationship with yourself. Like, that's the goal here. I don't just look in the mirror because I just turned a switch on one day. Like, it took a lot of work. It took a lot of work of being self-aware of some bad habits I had and just forgiving myself for that. And again, like becoming my own best friend and just being there for myself and knowing that I have my back, like, is a way that helps me look in the mirror and say, you know what, I don't care what anybody says about you, the only opinion I care about is myself. And the way you can get there is through working on yourself day in and day out. So I hope, these tips help you to get there. And I know they will because I know I'm there. And so I'm excited for you. And let me know in the comments of what you struggle with on loving your body and valuing yourself. Or message me on Master Self Love on Instagram. And you can subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast. It's available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, pretty much anywhere where you can listen to a podcast. Just type in Master Self Love. But again, go to masterselflove.com, and subscribe to our email list, and you'll get these topics every Wednesday. And there's more articles and more to listen to, so you can get even more aware of things that'll help you on your self-love journey. So, I hope to see you all next week, and take care. Stay blessed. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram @MasterSelfLove. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.